Good morning, everyone. I understand EUPM will be joining us, although they are running late, so we will move along and hopefully they will get here in time. On behalf of OHR for you today, I have 2 points. Firstly, the High Representative Paddy Ashdown will today hold an extraordinary press conference. The press conference will be held here at the OHR today at 2 o'clock, and I'm sure some of you will be dying to ask, but no, I won't be commenting now about either the topic or the content of the press conference. You'll all just have to come along at 2 o'clock. My second point for you today is with regard to the new Principal Deputy High Representative, Larry Butler. As you know, PDHR Larry Butler, under the High Rep's guidance, will continue to be responsible for economic reform issues. In addition, the PDHR will also guide the Rule of Law Department in initiatives to create a criminal, civil, and commercial legal environment conducive to economic development and European integration. Ambassador Butler will also be the OHR's liaison with the NATO office in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Many of you called yesterday requesting interviews with the new PDHR. Ambassador Butler will not be giving interviews immediately, but we will keep any bids received on file and contact those of you who put them forward as soon as he does start to give interviews. That's all I have for you today. Thank you.
Danas nema izjave od OSA. Hvala.
Good morning from you four. I have nothing for you today.
Good morning. Good morning from NATO. I do have something for you today. At a ceremony in Ploče, Croatia on the 25th of March, NATO officially handed over ownership of emergency bridge building equipment destined for disaster relief in Indonesia to the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Dutch forces have arranged for the immediate transportation of this urgently needed equipment to Banda Aceh province, where it will be used to repair the tsunami-damaged infrastructure. These bridges were formerly used for emergency replacement of damaged structures in Bosnia and Herzegovina after the war. They will now be used to reopen vital roads to release supplies and reconstruction material. This highly specialized equipment is valued at over 6 million euros. It is designed for fast repair of damaged bridges and can be disassembled and reconstructed in new locations as the rebuilding process evolves. NATO is pleased to use its multinational capabilities and resources to assist in this humanitarian emergency. And we recognize the generosity of the government of the Netherlands in arranging for transportation from Croatia to Indonesia. Thank you.
Good morning from EUPM. A few points this morning. As the summer approaches, EUPM continues to follow the work of the police in regard to ensuring security for returnees. Although incidents concerning returnees are these days relatively small, EUPM is following two quite serious incidents affecting returnees and the property in the Tuzla area, which are being investigated by local police. On the 22nd and 23rd of March, two houses, both properties of returnees, were set on fire by unknown perpetrators deliberately. Nobody was injured as the houses were at the time unoccupied. Both houses were likely damaged. Then last week on the 17th of March was a report of a physical assault on an elderly Serb couple in the village of Gojšnin, close to Kasimir, also in the Tuzla area. The family is one of 10 who have returned to the village. The EUPM is in contact with the local police for investigating both of these incidents. Second, we'd like to inform you that on Wednesday, 30th of March, tomorrow, a ceremony of official handover of Criminal Office, the crime hotline, from EUPM to SEPA will take place in the premises of the SEPA HQ at Danabuchi 102 Sarajevo. On that occasion, a public campaign of this specific phone line will be promoted. The phone line shall serve the citizens, enable them to give information on war crimes, suspects, locations of mass graves, crimes of terrorism, illegal trafficking in drugs, and offences of organised crime, and to do so in a confidential manner via the hotline which will be taken over by SIPA. Representatives of international organisations and institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina will address the press conference which will take place on occasion. The UPM invites the press to attend the press conference, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, the 30th of March at 9:30 at the SIPA headquarters. Third and last point concerns the ongoing series of public debates to inform the public on issues about police restructuring. This week, EUPM, with our colleagues from OHR, will be presenting information to police and the public in the following three municipalities. Zvornik, today, 29th of March, in the Town Hall, at 6 o'clock in the evening. Tomorrow, Tuzla, the 30th of March, in the National Theatre, also at 6 o'clock. And on Thursday, in Teslic, 31st of March, at the Cardigal Hotel, also at 6 o'clock in the evening. And that's all from EUPM. Questions, if there are any. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions? None? Thank you.